the discovery that something like a quarter of all white dwarfs have metals in their atmosphere came as a big surprise to just about, I think, all astronomers who think about white dwarfs, because these heavy elements are supposed to sink out of the atmosphere of the white dwarf so quickly. There must be some way that they're being replenished. The mystery in this field, the mystery of the hydrogen atmosphere white dwarfs, is where are these metals coming from? How did they get there, such relatively high abundances into the atmospheres of the stars? And there have been various models that have been suggested as to where the white dwarf could pick up these metals. One model that I think some people like, although I don't like it, and I don't think my fellow team members working on GD-362 particularly like it either. One model, though, that some astronomers like is that the white dwarfs, these white dwarfs with metals in their atmosphere or with dust around them, are gathering dust particles in from the interstellar medium. The space between the stars is composed of dust and gas, and as the white dwarf goes plowing through the interstellar medium, its gravity, in principle, could pick up material in the interstellar medium, which would then be dumped basically into the atmosphere of the white dwarf. However, when you actually go through the physical mechanisms and the physics of what's going on, it seems extremely difficult and probably impossible for the white dwarf to be gathering in dust particles and heavy elements this way. So we think more likely the dust we see around GD-362 and the scene around G29-38 and the metals that we see in the atmospheres of these white dwarfs are telling us something about the presence of a planetary system existing that's existed around these white dwarfs, presumably from the time they first formed as sort of ordinary stars and all through their evolution from ordinary star to red giant to white dwarf. The kinds of scenarios we imagine, for example, to produce the dust that's seen around GD-362 is that there, for example, might be something like an asteroid belt around a star, and as the star evolves, as it ages and as it loses mass, and well, it's a red giant star, for example, the planets and the asteroids and whatever is maybe orbiting around it change their orbits. They tend to spiral out away from the star, and when the orbits change, many of them become unstable. I mean, after billions of years, like in our own solar system, the planets and the asteroids have achieved pretty stable orbits. But if the sun would all of a sudden start to lose a lot of mass, the orbits could become unstable. Things could bang against one another. It's possible some asteroids might be tossed in towards the star, white dwarf, by a gravity of a nearby planet. And so in this way, you can produce, by collisions and other sort of catastrophic events, you can produce dust around these stars. We think most likely that what we're seeing is some phenomenon related to the presence of planetary systems and asteroids.